Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and this is a very special episode.
Yes, it's not just another week, Kirk. You introduced it as another week of Autastic. This is episode 100.
Spark the fanfare. Spark the backtrack of a crowd's cheering.
100.
Be honest. Did you honestly think we'd ever do 100 of these things? Be honest, Graham.
No. We talked for 100 episodes about autism. That's a lot of talking about autism.
It is. It's a lot. And we thank you guys for going with us on this crazy journey.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We obviously couldn't have done it without you.
It wouldn't have been the same.
There would be no one to listen. It would be insane. Without you, this would literally be the most insane thing in the world.
Two people talking into the void.
They're addicted. They have a problem. They're wasting their time.
This is episode 100, and we just wanted to walk you through some of our favorite moments. We promise not to keep you for too long, but we've covered a lot. I got to be honest. I'm going through this list here, Graham.
Yeah, we're not going to like edit old tidbits and highlights from past episodes like every other like 100 episode of anything, because that just is too hard.
It's
we don't want to do it.
It's too much work for Kirk, and let's be honest, Kirk's too lazy to do it. That's the real...
Kirk's busy. He's in Edinburgh. He's doing 8 shows a day, stretching himself too thin. And whatever, it doesn't matter. But we just wanted to do a special episode where basically we just say thank you. Oh, by the way, if you are just tuning in and this is your first ever time listening, this is the 100th episode of Autastic.
Yes.
What's Autastic? Autastic is a comedian's guide to autism from the perspective of a family member who doesn't have autism. I have a younger brother. I know we have to put that non sequitur in there because people get upset. Like,
fair enough.
The god of autism. But we're just two guys trying to figure it out. My brother has autism. He is 33 years old. I would say he's a 6 or a 7 out of 10 on the spectrum. I'm inventing that scale right now for the 100th episode.
Send your letters to Graham K. That's Graham K's voice.
And Kirk? Kirk's...
I have a severely autistic son who's 18. And this is not science. This is just our take on it. And if you've met one person with autism, you've met... one person with autism. That being said, we have interviewed a lot of scientists. I'm surprised at the caliber of people we've interviewed, to be perfectly honest.
I don't know how we do it. we don't deserve it. But
that's my whole life.
We have very qualified people on our show, and it's a pleasure to bring them, give them a voice and bring them directly to parents, mostly, and people with autism listen to this show a lot. A lot of people with autism. We were talking about in the next episode how somebody came up to you at a show who is autistic. We'll talk about that in the next episode. And we also we get a lot of letters from people with autism saying how that they appreciate the show and also the things that we've done wrong in the show, which is fun. But
letters coming to Graham K. Graham K.
So somebody tweeted at me the other day, and I think you were also included in this tweet at Graham K. Comedy and at Kirk Smith Comedy. Somebody with autism, and they were listening to older episodes where we were discussing the proper way to put the tenses, person first, and all this.
Yep.
And you can't say autistic person. And they reiterated a thing that several people with autism have told me, that in the autistic community, that's only for parents who are offended and family members. People with autism don't care. In fact, they call each other autistics.
I've even heard Aspies. That's a thing, too. I've heard,
Well, for Asperger's, We've had a few people on our show with autism.
That's true.
And we've interviewed them, and they also said that they don't care about that, but I don't want to offend the parents, and it really doesn't matter to me, so not something I need to hold on to, so I'm happy to say person with autism.
We even had some of the biggest, we had Temple Grandin was on an episode not too long ago.
Temple Grandin. Yeah. The Michael Jordan of autism was on our show.
That's I think her Twitter handle.
It's awesome. It was an
Temple
honor.
Grandin, the Michael Jordan of autism. That's what she goes by.
But it was an honor. It was like honestly a complete honor.
Yeah, it was.
She's a friggin' inspiration. They made an HBO movie about her.
Yeah, guys, if you haven't listened to the episode, go back. It's worth your time. It's episode 79. Jill Escher, a roving reporter, interviews her. Very interesting episode.
Also, we got to meet Jill Escher. Jill Escher's our roving reporter. She's the best.
She's on the team, I'd say. She's on the team.
She's on the autistic team. She's made it.
Episode 8 was really good. We talked about, is autism the new R word? I feel like that's more and more relevant as time goes on.
Yeah, if you don't know what R word is, I don't mind saying it. People don't say retarded anymore, and they go, that's offensive. And those same people who are saying it's offensive will turn around and call somebody autistic.
Who's not autistic, or doesn't want to be called that,
as a slur. There was one episode where we talked about an Israeli minister who used it in parliament.
Yep.
Calling somebody autistic,
that was the thing. Insane.
And it's, you know, that's in the past, what are we doing this, 2 years?
Yeah, more than 2 years. Can you believe that?
Crazy. But I think it's become more prevalent.
Yeah,
that
I think
episode
so too.
Was one of the early ones where we talked about that.
Yeah, that was episode 8 if you're down to go through the
archives.
We
are on the cusp of the autastic is on the cusp of the cultural zeitgeist, everybody.
And car trouble too. We are on the cusp of
and also car trouble. We are on the cusp.
Well, it's a good news bad news thing. The good news is Graham no longer has any car trouble.
I have no car trouble.
The bad news is he no longer has a car. That's the trade-off.
Yes.
In our early episodes, we had a thing where if you supported $5 per episode, you get a free ride from the airport. And I think somebody took you up on that in the Silver Bullet. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't know, you can go to patreon.com/autastic. That's patreon.com/autastic to donate this podcast. Most people do $1 per episode. That's $1 a week. But some people, if they chose to do $5 a week, I would pick them up from the airport if they ever visited Los Angeles in my car talk about, because it broke down every week. And I also offered you could buy the car for $500 if you wanted for your stay. You wouldn't have to pay for anything, you know. You wouldn't have to pay rent a car. You could have a car.
Shoot, you could sleep in the car if you wanted to. You could
sleep in the car and do whatever you want with the car. And then
burn it.
One lovely listener from Australia came picked her up and took her to a motel, and she was visiting some friends. She had two autistic children. I remember that. And she's super cool. I'm not going to say her name over there.
Don't say her name. We also had Ron Funches, who's a very famous actor. He's been on a couple of shows. He has an autistic son. He came on the podcast. Yeah. That was a fun one, I thought.
And a funny comedian. Look him up, Ron
Very
Funches.
Funny comedian. Very funny comedian. Yeah. And then we had an episode
that was one of the lower rated ones, and he's like the most famous. I guess Temple Grandin's the most famous, but he's like the second most famous person.
And it's a very low rated episode. I can't figure it out. Yeah. And we did an episode, Is Autism a White Thing? Right before that, Ron Funches, for those of you who just listen to the radio, is not white. He's a African-American gentleman. But the autism is a white thing. I think it was a very interesting one because we get that a lot. We get that, at least in common culture, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
That was an interesting one.
It is more prevalent. I mean, I've learned a lot about autism. I realized through this podcast that
we knew nothing about it when we started.
Knew nothing about autism. I was like, well, that's just something my brother has, you know?
It's funny.
And
I've learned a lot because we've had some real science people. We had the head of research for Autism Speaks. Was that right? Am I getting that right? I believe that's right.
Yes.
He spoke. We had, when Jill went to that conference, she interviewed some legit hardcore people, some smart, smart people. Yeah. The chief science officer. That was his name. Yeah. That was his title. I mean,
she's a beast.
And you know what else is interesting to see is the progression. You know, at the beginning, us talking about trying to figure out housing for JJ. My son, and now he has housing, which is kind of an awesome win.
I was going down, you know, looking at our old pot. I went straight to the bottom, the first couple, and it was like, I think the first or second one, and you're like, I wonder what's going to happen with my son, if he's going to find housing. And it was a real stress.
You kidding me? Yeah.
And then he's in an ideal place. And it sounds like he's improving a bit.
I think he's doing good, man. I think he's doing good.
Sounds happy at the very least.
Yeah. Sounds like he's making progress. One of the patented deep sighs that Kirk Smith does, and I can't believe I just did that. Sorry, I tried.
Well, it's a stressful thing. Kirk would be the worst poker player in the world because anytime.
What do you got?
I don't think he's got a good hand. I do not think life played him a good hand.
Actually, I will tell you this: I'm not a terrible poker player. And I'll tell you why, because I do those every time.
You're just busy thinking about your life problems.
That's exactly it. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. But you had two pocket aces. Oh yeah, this hand's good. I'm just screwed when I leave here.
My autistic son might be homeless at the end of the month.
So give me all your chips. Give me all your chips and all your dreams. Give me those two. I need those two.
But he's in a great spot and he's doing great. And he got a crush on his nurse. He's got a personal nurse.
He recently shaved his head. We talk about that in the next episode. He's doing great.
Yeah, you just saw him. You just visited him.
He's doing
great. That's awesome.
He's
great.
Doing great. Guys, also, if you want an episode of Graham's stand-up, we did episode 57. It's just Graham doing stand-up. We got lazy that week and put out Graham's stand-up, which thank you, Graham, for being so generous with that.
No, I don't remember that. Okay. I hope it's good.
We did. It was a short little vignette of, picking up fans. Picking up fans.
Oh, yeah.
We did some movie reviews. We reviewed Rain Man. I don't know if you guys remember that.
We did movie reviews. I remember that.
I know we've had a couple requests to review the new Autism Netflix series. We'll get to that eventually and tell you our thoughts about that. You know, the most gratifying thing to me, though, Graham, is the letters. Sometimes I feel like we're doing this to just for our own ego stroking, but we get letters every week. And this letter is from Cody. And he says, good luck trying to pronounce my name, last name, Kirk. And the last name's a doozy. So does that mean I'm supposed to pronounce it or I'm not supposed to pronounce it?
Oh, you have to try.
Okay.
Ciepiela.
Ciepiela.
How do you spell it?
Okay. Ciepiela. Ciepiela.
Ciepiela?
Ciepiela? No, Ciepiela.
It's an L. A. Ciepiela.
Ciepiela.
Can you say that last one again?
Ciepiela. I don't know. Ciepiela. Ciepiela.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things that came out of this podcast is you cannot read names.
Me butchering people's names. Hey, if you guys want me to butcher your name, send them to me. I'll do my best, which means my worst.
And he's actually trying, which is the best part.
I think the sincerity in me is the most hilarious part about me. Ciepiela.
Mustard on that one. I liked it.
My name is Cody Ciepiela. I am a program assistant at my company, Autism Connections, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I've been working with kids with autism for 3 years. And it's just a really lovely note about how he loves his job and he loves the people he works with. He works mostly with people like your son, JJ.
Read it.
It's really long, but okay.
Okay.
I love my job. My goal here is to help as many people as I can before I retire. I love your podcast and listen to it on my car to and from most work days. I tell everybody in the office about it. One of my specialties actually is working with kids a lot like JJ, who are very low functioning and nonverbal, as well as high functioning people who live on their own like Peter. Part of my job is to go to the house of the kids and basically give their kids give the parents a break, and I stay in the house or take them wherever they want to go. I work on certain goals with each individual to make sure they're improving, and have a lot of respect for you guys and all the parents and families with autism, and you guys do a fantastic job of getting the word out. Also, I'm a huge fan of JJ and Peter and hope nothing but the best for both of them. You guys are awesome. Thanks for the laughs, too. Also, good luck trying to pronounce my name, Kirk. You're not wrong. It was a tough one. That was a tough
nice
one.
Letter.
Really nice letter. This one was from Stan.
What was his name again? The first guy?
Cody Ciepiela.
Cody, thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
This is Stan. He didn't tell me to pronounce his last name, so I'm not going to. He's on episode 39. I'm powering through. I get the opportunity to work with many people with different disabilities and barriers and have as a behavior consultant with an additional specialty in autism. I still have a lot of catching up to do, but I'm sure there's other things. I'm not sure where things are with your brother and dating. It's supposed to be for you, Graham, because my brothers are both married. I did want to offer a suggestion of going over and writing down a list of rules and expectations that are typically associated with dating.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Also, to have it laid out what to do when you're feeling uncomfortable and have a plan to do so. Call me techniques and places to go. Other, I think that's just good advice in general when dating.
Yeah. We just got to get them a date.
Yeah.
And then we go through that.
Other benefits besides the knowledge of what to help understand and reduce any confusion, as well as reducing any anxiety one may feel and experience during the situations. Thanks again. I think that's lovely. Lovely letter, Stan. We get
Thank you. Thanks, Stan. So many letters.
The last letter I'll read this week was from Danielle. I'm not supposed to say her name. She didn't. Danielle P.
Even butchered Danielle. You said Danielle.
It's how do you D-A-I-E-L-L-E. Danielle? Danielle? Danny
no
Ellie. Graham McKirk recently listened to an episode. I just jump over it. Where you read a bunch of letters from your listeners. I was inspired. Not sure if this was the right place to do it, so I guess I'll find out. Started with letters to you before, but I can't seem to get streamlined. 28, lives in Brooklyn, New York, works in advertising. I love hearing your stories, hearing them and writing them and reading them. My brother Eric has a disorder called TSC, tuberous sclerosis complex, a genetic mutation that causes benign tumors or tubers that develop all over the brain, blocking a number of synapses and things that really I should understand better by now. She sounds like you, Graham.
She sounds like us.
Yeah, we should know this, but we don't. So we're going to ask.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Autism is a product of the TSC as well, and Eric is probably just a notch above or two above JJ in terms of his level of functioning. Thanks to the superhumans I have for parents, the last 2 years have been full. For the last 2 years, he's been in full-time care in a program 45 minutes from our home where my parents still live but are trying to sell. If you know anyone that's looking for a two-bedroom colonial, you can post it on our Autastic page, guys, if you know someone that's looking for a four-bedroom colonial in Connecticut. I've never seen my brother happier or more engaged or more verbal than he is now. It's just a really long letter that that she wrote. Really sweet. My mother sent me pictures of him wearing sunglasses this morning for a huge guy who refuses to wear any kind of wristband or headband or anything. It's a big win. And I couldn't be more proud or have more love for him or my family. And while I often get caught up in a typical day-to-day struggles of adulting, your podcast is a reminder of the most important relationships I have in my life. And then she writes more mushy stuff to me and you that I don't know if I can read and not cry.
Let's do it. Let's try.
Oh, boy. Okay, this is a long one. Okay. Kirk, parents like you and Lorena and the Kays and my mom and dad are special not because they have a child with special needs, but because of the lengths you go to ensure JJ's comfort and happiness and to preserve this impossible sense of normalcy for your daughter is pretty outrageous. I don't think I quite realized how amazing my parents were until I started listening to your experiences and think that you talked most about your daughter in episode 2. I don't think I ever teared up so much or laughed as much on a single train ride. You're an incredible father in person and your daughter knows it. So sorry to hear about JJ's mom and hope you're hanging in there. Ooh, I got through it. You can't see the tears. My voice isn't cracking.
I could hear it crack a little.
Graham, this might be the first time I've ever been at a loss for words. The way you recall specific experiences and reflect on who you are today, comedy for one thing, as a direct reflection of growing up with a sibling with autism, it's just like hearing my life read out loud, minus the car trouble and plus the New York City subway drama. That's you now. Subway drama is you, Graham.
Thank you so much.
But until I started listening to your podcast, I never realized how often I turned to humor as a way to deal with the darkness of my life. And my family would find a way to make light out of any situation. I'm not sure if it's the result of raising a kid with special needs or have always been in our blood. Maybe a product of both. I'll never know. Oh boy, this is... Okay, I'll keep reading. I never know what it'd like to have grown up with a neurotypical brother or to have one now, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious and sometimes bummed, mostly because I have this best friend who's been through so much with me and I'll never be able to talk to him about it. As I've gotten older, I've grown more anxious about what life will be like when my parents are gone, and the stress manifests itself differently over the years, from lots of partying and attempt to enjoy my quote-unquote freedom while I can, to killing myself at work for 100 hours a week, living in fear that I won't be able to support Eric and me. The podcast has reminded me of what I do know, how terrific my brother is and how incredible my family is. And you or other listeners have reminded me that I'm not alone. And I guess reaching out was just a way of thanking both of you for starting Autastic. It's people like you two who make the world a little brighter for people like me. Give me a shout if you're ever in New York. I owe both of you a beer or four. One beer for me, four for Graham. That's the that's the ratio. Wow, I had to make a joke because I'm trying not to cry.
Well, I cried a little bit. Thank you very much.
Really sweet note.
Yeah, I live in New York. I'll accept those beers.
Guys, I think this is it. We did it. I want to end this before I cry. We did this podcast for you guys. We hope you love it. We can't thank you enough. 100 episodes. I can't believe it.
You know, sometimes you're like, what are we doing? And then it really is like letters like that. And you're like, okay, I guess that's the most succinct way I could put it. Thank you very much for listening, guys. We appreciate it. And I'm excited to continue doing it.
Yeah, we love you guys. You can do it. Have a great week. Thank you.